The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "You have heard that it was said, 'You shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy.' But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, that you may be children of your heavenly Father. For he makes his sun rise on the bad and the good, and causes rain to fall on the just and the unjust. For if you love those who love you, what recompense will you have? Do not the tax collectors do the same? And if you greet your brothers and sisters only, what is unusual about that? Do not the pagans do the same? So be perfect, just as your heavenly Father is perfect." The Gospel of the Lord. The Responsorial Psalm, Psalm 119, tells us, "Blessed are they who follow the law of the Lord," or "Blessed are they who follow the law of the Lord." And what is the law of the Lord? He makes his sun to rise on the bad and the good. He causes rain to fall on the just and the unjust. That's the way of the Lord. Think about it this way. You are a farmer, an industrial farmer. You have a large expanse of land, and you have 10, 15 neighbors around you. And the rain falls only on your piece of land, not on the other neighbors, 10, 15 of them. How would you feel? What would be your thinking? Perhaps you are the most righteous. The other ones are not righteous. But that's not the way of the Lord. He allows his rain to fall on the good and the bad. The first reading from the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 26. The Lord God tells Moses, "Invite my people into a covenant of obedience. Let them follow my ways." Obedience, obeying the Lord, is not given as an option. It is given as a way of life. As a way of life. It has to be a struggle. We know how difficult it is to obey. But the Lord has the biggest picture. He knows everything about it. And that is why he says to us, "Follow me, obey." He has a bigger picture of everything that is going on. Just like he understands why the rain should fall on the good and the bad. So why be selective in your kindness? That's what the Lord is saying. Do not be selective in your loving. Do not be selective in your generosity. Do not be selective with your friends. Keep an open heart. Keep an open heart. May the Lord give us the grace to continue to live with this struggle, knowing that it is not easy to follow the Lord, but he gives us the strength. Happy are they who follow the law of the Lord, for they shall be blessed. We pray for our world with all the troubles, all the confusions, all the theatrics that people may have the conscience to do what is right, to follow the Lord, not selective justice. May the Lord continue to put in our hearts the grace to always look upon the Lord, and may He renew our strength. Amen.